Farmers should focus on effective tax rate. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, as lawmakers continue debating changes to the federal tax code, the American Farm Bureau Federation says it's important for farmers to focus on the effective tax rate. Chad Smith has more.
As Congress considers changes to the federal tax code, AFBF economist Veronica Nye says that farmers and ranchers need to consider how proposed revisions will impact the overall effective tax rate for their agricultural businesses.
What we really care about aren't necessarily the bracketed rates, but rather how those rates interact with other provisions of the tax code. So we start layering one provision with another, and at the end of all of that layering, you end up with an effective tax rate. Basically, what is the percentage of your income that you have to cut a check to the federal government?
Nye says there are three main factors that impact effective tax rates for farm and ranch businesses.
The first is that most farms file through the individual code, not the corporate code. The second is that the vast majority of the average farm's assets are tied up in illiquid long-term assets like land and buildings. And the third is that farm income is predictably unpredictable.
Because of where the majority of farm assets are, in buildings, land, and equipment, Nye also says farmers need tax provisions that maximize cash flow.
Provisions of the tax code like cash accounting, like kind exchange, and lower capital gains taxes, along with a handful of others, really help farmers to maximize their cash flow, to average their income across years, so that we're not seeing huge changes in the taxes that farmers pay. And that's what we're going to keep an eye on when we start going through the details of the tax plan to help Ways and Means released.
Chad Smith, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.